And we are going to move to informational items at this time, and we are going to have a special recognition. And Director Kirschman, if you'd like to come forward, I understand we have a CO that we'll be recognizing today.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and welcome everybody to the commission meeting here at Custer State Park. Before we get into our normal agenda item of some staff introductions, I'm going to turn the microphone over to our Regional Conservation Officer Supervisor Jim McCormick, as today we would like to present a special recognition and a big thank you for several years of service here at the commission meeting. So Jim, take it away.
So we do have a special award today for one of our District Conservation Officer Supervisor who is retiring, and today is his very last day after 41 years of service. So Brian Myers can come on up front. So Brian started with us in February of 1984 as a conservation officer in Hardin County, and was up in Hardin County for many years, working as a conservation officer up there. If you look at a walk-in area handbook, hunting handbook, and you see all the acres of walk-in area that we have, Brian probably signed up that first walk-in area for South Dakota. So he's very instrumental in starting the walk-in area program here in South Dakota. So very good. He's been very busy since. He came to Rapid City and was a conservation officer in Rapid, and then became our South District Supervisor. So he's been very busy in the South District as a district supervisor. He's got six conservation officers that he's been supervising, along with four seasonals, three seasonal law enforcement park rangers in Custer State Park, and one out of Angostura Park. And he also supervises the snowmobile trail for the winter recreation with snowmobiles. So he's been very busy and well-deserved on these many years of service that he has done over the years. So we have a plaque, and I'm sure these guys will say a few words to him too, but this is a conservation officer plaque that we get with the badge, and it says, presented to Conservation Officer Brian Myers in recognition of a career dedicated to the conservation, management, and protection of parks, fish, and wildlife resources, and for a lifetime of service to the people of South Dakota. And in the bottom corner I have is two call signs, 35-5, that's our old call sign as a law enforcement conservation officer, and then his current GF-12 call sign that's on there with his years of service. So here's that. Appreciate everything. And then the other thing I got him too is we get a GF-12 license plate that we make up for your last call sign. So I've got GF-12 that you can carry with you all the time. It's your license plate.
Yeah, but I just wanted to say a few words before I presented Brian with a certificate from Governor Roden, just outlining his dedication and years of service. You know, your career is defined not by the years, but by the moments. And if you ask Brian some of the moments that define his career, they're really impactful. They're really powerful. They really have made a difference. And you should be proud of that. I'm proud of that. I'm extremely, we're going to miss you. We're going to miss your dedication, your passion for connecting and serving people and families to the outdoors, your connection to managing the resource. Brian always had a very high interest in being part of the management team and making sure that the license allocations were kind of in line with what his thoughts were and many other things. So, yeah, it is going to be a void to fill. We're going to have some work to do to find that individual that fills those boots, those shoes. But today's a celebration, too. It's a celebration of those moments throughout your career, the 41-year career you have had. So with that, this certificate reads, I, Governor Larry Roden, present to you on this 8th day of May, 2025, a challenge coin for your remarkable dedication and loyalty to state government. The challenge coin here is Governor Roden's challenge coin. He doesn't give these out to just old anyone, so this is a pretty special moment for you. So, Brian, with that, congratulations on retirement. Enjoy the farming life and the calving life you're about to get more involved with, and we're going to miss you, buddy.
Thank you. I'd like to just say a couple words real quick. This is kind of ironic that I'm here today. Right when I started my career, we were before this body, and a commissioner by the name of Stanley Price was a commissioner, and I went to Hardin County and was seen with my gun belt on, and Mr. Price didn't care for that. So he actually, we had a special commission meeting we had to attend, and it was here in the park to justify why we carried our weapons. And Stanley and I ended up being really super good friends. He didn't hold a grudge or anything like that, but he really questioned why we did that. And ironically, it was shortly after that that I was writing a ticket out on in southwestern Harding County at a dam all by myself, and I was writing this guy's wife a ticket, and he was very angry, and he said, "I'm going to shoot your so-and-so ass," and he started walking to his car, and I said, "If you go to your car, I'm going to shoot you dead." So anyway, it was a good thing we had guns. I mean, I'm glad we didn't. And it's changed a lot. I didn't think we'd ever get to the point where we take guns away from young adults on Breakers Beach. But last summer we did that too. So anyway, it has changed a whole lot since I started in this business. So thank you very much. I appreciate it. I'm honored to be here. Thank you.
Congratulations, Officer Myers. Good luck to you on your next journey. And with that, I am going to have Director Cushman come back up because I believe we do have some staff introductions.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And good afternoon, Commissioners. Tom Cushman, Director of the Wildlife Division, Department of Game, Fish, and Parks. And it's always a privilege and an honor when we get to honor somebody like that with that many years of service in this agency, and just to see the dedication and professionalism from all of our staff. And Brian's a great epitome of that. So congratulations to Brian again. Today, I have also the pleasure of introducing four new staff to the Wildlife Division. And the first one, I'm hopeful that she's able to join us online. We have a new senior secretary out at our Fort Pierre office in our licensing office, Ms. Jennifer Evans. Guys, do you see Jennifer on there? I know she was going to try, but I also know they're busy in the licensing office, so she might be working as we speak. But Jennifer's, again, as I just mentioned, our new senior secretary in our licensing office at the Fort Pierre office. She comes to us with over 15 years of customer service experience. We're really excited to have her as part of the licensing team out there at the office. She is a native of Pierre and enjoys spending her free time bowling, camping, and fishing. And most often when she is outside, she's accompanied with her dog, Jack. So please join me in welcoming Ms. Jennifer Evans to our licensing office as our senior secretary. Next person. I have three more, and the next three are actually here in person today because all three employees are from the Black Hills region in our Rapid City office, so we have the distinct honor to have him here in person today. So the first one, Michael Payton. Michael works out of the Rapid City office. He is the private lands habitat biologist covering the northwest part of South Dakota. He comes to us recently from Colorado, where he actually served as the statewide coordinator for Pheasants Forever, so he has a lot of experience on private lands habitat work. He also did some private lands habitat program work in North Dakota and Utah as well, so he has extensive private lands work. Interesting note, and to no surprise, it's always fun to see folks come back home. Michael actually served as an intern in our agency as well before, working on Bighorn Sheep in Custer State Park. I think we've had numerous staff we've introduced to you over the last several months, and that common denominator quite frequently is the fact that they served at least 1 year or one summer or one part of a year as an intern in our agency. And so we're always excited to have those high-quality folks come back to our agency. So he certainly enjoys the outdoors, shotgun in hand, and following his trusty bird dog. So Michael joins us as the private lands habitat biologist. Next person, Alec Baker. Alec is a resource biologist in the Rapid City office, working in wildlife and game management. He's originally from Clarion, Pennsylvania, so he came out to the flatland country of South Dakota from Pennsylvania originally. He has an undergraduate degree from Penn State and completed a master's degree at Texas A&M University, some high quality academic institutions for wildlife and outdoor management. He has a range of working on stuff from wildlife research projects focused on white-tailed deer, mule deer, and elk, which is certainly going to come into play in a lot of the work and surveys and projects he'll be involved with out here in Region 1 in western South Dakota. Alec also interned for the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks back in 2018. In his free time, Alec enjoys the outdoors, whether it's hunting, hiking, or camping. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome Alec Baker, resource biologist, to Team GFMP as well out here in the Rapid City office. And one more, Cody Newman. Cody joins our agency as a full-time staff now as a GIS program specialist working out here in the Rapid City office, and it will help in managing our wildlife, aquatics, and habitat data collection projects. Cody also served as an intern on our GIS team in the summer of 2024 and has also worked seasonally for parks and most recently worked as a seasonal employee up in the Northeast out of the Watertown office in Region 4. He is a South Dakota native. He loves waterfowl hunting and likes to do pretty much anything in the outdoors. Cody attended Northern State University, obtaining a bachelor's degree in management information systems. He certainly brings a passion for conservation, collaboration, and innovation, and we are extremely excited to have him on our GIS team to bring his skills and talents and join our incredible team that we have in the GIS section. So, last person, Cody Newman, we welcome him to Team GFMP as well. And Madam Chair, those are the four new staff introductions I have for the Wildlife Division for this meeting.
Very good. Thank you, Director Kirschman. And again, from the Commission, welcome Jennifer, Michael, Alec, and Cody to Team GFMP. And we'll hear from Director Van Meteren now from the Parks side.
Madam Chair, Commissioner Secretary Roebling, thank you for giving me this opportunity to introduce two new staff members on the Parks Division. Jeff Van Meteren, Parks Director for Game, Fish, and Parks. First one is Jaden Jenkins. Jaden was recently hired, I believe Jaden is on, as the new assistant manager up at Richmond Lake Recreation Area and started April 14th. Jaden has served in seasonal and intern capacities for three seasons at Roy Lake and the outdoor campus east and graduates from SDSU with a degree in conservation planning and park management. Jaden grew up in a family that very much enjoys parks, so we're always excited about that. Our second member, I'm not sure if Shad's going to be able to join us today or not. Shad Stromer was recently hired as the new park manager of the Spring and Cow Creek Recreation Areas north of Pier. Shad's first day was April 24th, and he has been in the frying pan. Busy times up there right now, getting docks in and getting things ready for the season. So he hit the ground running. Shad comes to the department with many years of service to the state in law enforcement. Shad grew up on a large cattle ranch by White River, South Dakota, and continues to enjoy all things related to ranch life. Shad and his family have always been active South Dakota State Park users, and he comes to the department with a good understanding of the Pier Park areas and the level of service that they provide to Central South Dakota. So we're very excited to have Shad on our team and couldn't wait to get him here. There he is, maybe. All right. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Jaden, too.
Okay. That's it.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Director Van Meteren, and welcome to both Jaden and Shad again. Welcome to Team GFMP. And with that, we are going to move on.